Well, Amnesty International has accused Egyptian authorities of covering up the death of more than two dozen protesters who were killed in demonstrations marking the 2011 uprising last week. Well, the rights group says authorities have not only used unnecessary and excessive force, but they have also orchestrated a cover to hide the security forces' role in the killings. It says authorities intimidate witnesses and whitewash evidence. Amnesty added that prosecutors have threatened eyewitnesses with arrest, and two journalists were detained while covering the protest. Well, the rights group says at least 27 people were killed last week during 3 days of protests commemorating the fourth anniversary of the uprising against a longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak. The fatal shooting of a female protester was captured on camera in widely shared footage. Well, we were earlier contacted by Karim Kamaluddin, our correspondent in Cairo, for more details and analysis on this. Karim has told us the pressure is already building up on the Egyptian government in the aftermath of the Amnesty report. He says many are calling for bringing those responsible for the killings to justice.
Criticism is ramping up against the Egyptian government. Also, after this, the release of this report that has confirmed what many already were convinced with, that the protesters who took to the streets commemorating the fourth anniversary of the Egyptian revolution were killed on the hands of the security apparatus. Many believe that the security forces must be held responsible for all the deaths that took place in the build-up or in the events building up to the anniversary of the 25th of Jan revolution. The Egyptian government is concealing this brutal violence by the security apparatus, which was seen by many eyewitnesses and many protesters who took to the streets, and also the images of Shaima al-Sabah being carried by her husband after being shot dead in broad daylight is saddening and alarming to many Egyptians, and that's why many are calling for the dismissal of the Minister of Interior, who many believe that he should be held accountable and responsible for all the deaths that took place. Yes.